Hearing Suite on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Just thinking about hearing tests and audiology is enough to put some of us on edge, and it's not something that we tend to look forward to or even book at all in some cases. But one clinic in Harrogate is putting an emphasis on providing a comfortable environment and busting the stigma behind ear care. So I'm joined today by Emily Barmer, who is the Director of Audiology at the Hearing Suite. Hello, Emily.
Hi there.
Just before we get into the Hearing Suite and why you started your own clinic in the first place, just talk us through what attracted you to a career in audiology.
For me, when I came to leaving school, I'd done a lot of sciences at school, physics, biology, psychology, and I knew that I wanted to go into healthcare. I knew that I wanted to help people, but I wasn't quite sure where science would play a part in that. So I decided that what I'd do instead of going straight to university was that I would take a gap year. So I was selected by an organisation that some people might have heard of, called Project Trust. So Project Trust take 17 to 19 year olds and then they place you somewhere in the world to volunteer for 12 months. I was selected for a project in Peru in South America, and I was put in a project that was a children's home. And the way that we got by when we arrived was a little girl called Rocio. And Rocio was profoundly deaf. Now, she didn't use sign language, she wasn't verbal, so she would knock on our window and do kind of, it was almost like charades, showing us that it was time to go and eat some food. She almost became our little interpreter whilst we were there. Because of all these things that were going on with her, an Italian charity fitted her up with a pair of hearing aids. So she was 11, born with hearing loss, and she'd never worn a hearing aid before. And again, she just didn't really understand what to do with these hearing aids. So, yeah, she was my little motivation. So I applied for university whilst I was over there, and I applied for the audiology course because I felt like there was a bit of a gap. The idea that there were children that were struggling with their hearing like she did and that had no access to language or communication, it felt like an environment that I wanted to help.
So you said you went to university to study audiology, but you didn't come out of university and go, right, I'm going to start my own practice now. What was the story? What happened next after university?
So I did my degree, and one of the things I found going through the degree was that children who are born profoundly deaf, they would have an intervention to improve their hearing very young. So in the UK, if a child is born profoundly deaf, they would be considered for a cochlear implant or similar before they develop language. So the most difficult thing for me to come to terms with was that a little girl like Rocio at 11, well, she'd have been 15 by the time I finished my course, she wouldn't be considered for a cochlear implant anymore because she wouldn't ever have the ability to develop language. And when I graduated, I moved in more of the direction of adult rehabilitation.
Okay.
So I found that actually I felt quite passionate about people who had had great hearing and had lost that. I felt quite passionate about getting people the sounds back that they remembered from earlier in their life. So I worked in the health service for a long time, and then I moved over to a private company because I felt like I'd like to spend more time with people.
To talk us through when you started the Hearing Suite, what was your vision for your own practice? Because you'd obviously experienced the NHS and you had all these experiences in other countries and things with people and giving back their hearing. So what was your vision behind the Hearing Suite?
So I wanted the Hearing Suite to feel like somewhere that you'd quite like to go. I wanted to incorporate hospitality because I think with so many health conditions, you don't want to go and see that person. You don't want to talk about that difficult thing. And I wanted to build a place where people would think, oh, I've got an appointment at the Hearing Suite.
There is quite a lot of stigma, isn't there, around audiology and hearing care, because you think it's going to be a clinic. There's probably going to be someone in a white coat prodding your ears with things. So it is nice to have sort of a different environment, something that, like you said, something you actually look forward to.
Definitely, definitely. So, yeah, we have no white coats, no ear prodding. I want my clients to feel more like it's going to their favourite restaurant or to their favourite cafe, that they're going to have the time to be able to sit and go through absolutely everything that they might want to address. it's a lot for someone to take on. People almost go through a process of grieving when they realise that their hearing isn't as good as it could be. And for some people, you know, we can take the wax out and we can get them hearing just as they were. For other people, they might need some intervention, but the options these days are incredible. And for others, you know, one of the favourite things about my job is that sometimes I get to give people a clean bill of health and say, actually, you know, your listening skills are fantastic, your hearing's amazing, we've got your test results on record, so we can keep an eye on things, but yeah, we can actually share really good news. Like I say, we don't have kind of wires and excessive computers, it's more of an environment that people can sit down and have a bit of a conversation in.
Fantastic. Emily, thanks so much for coming in today and sharing your story. For anyone that wants to get in touch with The Hearing Suite or find out more about them, you can head to their website at www.thehearingsuite.co.uk, or you can find them inside One Wellness at the Mowbray Square Medical Centre in Harrogate. Emily, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Hearing Suite on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.